Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Chulin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schosas Bas Rachel, Shish B'zecher Afayin, Ruziv Gahagon, Bikarav Mamish. Now in this parak, for the most part, we're going to be discussing Tumah of food, called Tumas Eichlin. And there's two different main categories. One is called Tumas Nevela. We've had this previously. This is when an animal dies without being shechted properly. Has a very high level of Tumah, not only B'maga, that if one touches it, or if it touches something else, it's going to be Metame, that thing. Also, B'masa, if this piece of Nevela is simply carried, even though it's not being touched, for example, it's put on a plate and the plate's being carried, it also imparts its tumah like that. Now, there's also something called tumas eichlin. So we could have the same piece of meat. It's not nevela. Let's say it's a kosher piece of meat. It still could become tameh from something else that touches it and might also be able to transfer that tumah to something else. And over here, it depends. In order for food to become tameh, it could even be a kol shehu, even just the tiniest amount. However, in order for it to be able to be mitameh, to transfer its tumah to something else, so then it has to be minimum kibetza, the size of an egg. And then when we get involved in this discussion, the question is, does it have to be just one beitzah's worth of pure food, or could there be other things added on? For example, let's say you have a bone that has meat on it. Is that bone considered part of the shear? And even though there isn't a full beitzah's worth of meat, still together with the bone and the meat, there's a beitzah, and then it could transfer tumah? Maybe yes, maybe no. That's part of the discussion. That's where the Mishnah tells a few rules. Ha'ar, the skin or the hide, which is connected to meat. V'haroitev, and the gravy, the juice that comes out of meat that's cooking. V'akipa, and the different spices in the pot. V'ha'alol, and the sinew of the neck and spine of the animal, v'atzamais, and the bones, v'hagidin, and other sinews, v'karnaim, and horns, v'atlafaim, and hooves, mitstarfin, all these are mitstarif, they join in together with meat, with regular food, letame tumas eichlin, in order to metame tumas eichlin. In other words, all these things we just mentioned, even though they're not edible themselves, for example, piece of skin of the cow, which is attached to a piece of meat of the cow, even though the skin's not edible, nonetheless, together they're mitstarif for the shear of a beitza, and therefore they would be able to transfer tumah to something else. That's what it means. Letame tumas eichlin. It can be metame other foods because it has the shear. Aval loy tumas nevelas, but not the tumah of nevela. So, for example, if we have an animal that wasn't shechted properly and a very small piece of meat was cut out of it, and we only have the proper shear together with the meat and the hide, the skin, it's not counted and it's not metame tumas nevela. K'yaitzei b'asrim really says the Mishnah. Hashaych behemah tameh l'nachri. If a person shechs a non-kosher animal for a non-Jew, umefarcheses, it's still alive, but it's mefarcheses. It's thrashing about. So metame tumas eichlin. It could be metame tumas eichlin. That's because in regards to being officially considered food, it's considered food, even though the animal is still thrashing about. Avaloi tumas nevelas, ach tumas. But it doesn't have the tumah of nevela until it actually dies. Oy ach yatzis reisha, or alternatively, it has to have its head chopped off right away, and then even if it is thrashing about, it's considered dead. Here we have a little bit of a summary. Ribal tame tumas eichlin, mimash ribal tame tumas nevelas. There's more situations where something could be metame tumas eichlin than tumas nevelas, as we just saw in the beginning of the Mishnah. Now we have one more. Then Rabbi Huda says, Ha'al hamachunis, all over here is referring to small pieces of meat that are left attached to the hide or the skin of the animal. So if all those were scraped off and gathered together, imyesh by kezayis makam echad, if there's a kezayis of those in one place, chayv olav, one would be chayv for tumas nevela, even though it's all these little individual pieces of meat, now that they're all gathered in one place, it's a kezayis and it's edel mitame tumas nevela. Now over here, Mishnah Beis, we have a contrast. Elu she'er sein kibsaron, the following, their hide is like their basar. It's not that it works only by way of tziruf, by combination. The hide is actually considered like the flesh, like the meat, and that's either because it's soft and edible, or it's because it's just considered one with the thing. So number one is arha adam, the skin of a person, that's considered part of the person. Also, we have a person who passed away, so their skin is metame tumas meis, just like their flesh is. Va'ar chazer shel yishuv, and the skin of a chazer, which is raised in the yishuv, it's raised among people, that's very soft and that's eaten. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, af ar chazer abar, even the skin of a wild chazer. Va'ar chatoter shel gamal racha, and the skin of the hump of a young camel, which has never carried a load on it. Va'ar harosh shel egal arach, and the skin of the head of a young calf who's still nursing, vara parasais, and the skin or the hide right around the hooves of the animal, vara beis habayshes, and the skin near the private part of an animal, vara hashlil, and the skin of the fetus of an animal, vara shetach so'alya, and the skin underneath the tail, vara anaka, vakaych v'altal v'chaymet, and the skin of these four types of shrotzim, these are creepy crawlies like lizards and other things like that, that their skin is exactly like their basar because it's very soft. Whereas Rabbi Huda says, haltal kechulda, that the lata, which is some type of lizard, that's really like a weasel, and its skin is not like its flesh. Now, v'kulon, all these we mentioned, she'ibdon, if the skin was processed, if the hide was tanned, oy she'ilich ben kedeavayda, or it was walked on, the amount of time it would take to actually tan it, tahirin, then they're tahar, because they're not considered an edible skin that's part of the animal anymore. Now, they're considered processed to be used as a hide, or some sort of leather, or whatever it is, and so they're tahar, chutz me'ara adam, except for people's skin, a skin of a human being, even if that's processed, and for whatever reason, they're trying to tan it, or do something to it to be able to use use it, it's still metame. Now, one last din regarding the shrotzim that we mentioned, Rabbi Chemenuri Emer, he says, Shmoneh shrotzim yesh lahen ayros, all eight shrotzim that the Torah mentions, there's eight different types of creepy crawlies that are called shrotzim that are not considered like all other bugs. They have a totally different din of tumah. All eight of them, not just four as we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Chemenuri, all eight are considered to have ar, and their ar is not like their basar, so he argues with the Reish in the Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Gimel Dalet continues Kazinim of tumah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.